My story is an American story. I was born in Bamberg, South Carolina, the daughter of immigrant parents from Punjab, India. My parents had comfortable lives in India, but they chose to give up those comforts and move to America with just $8 in their pockets because of the freedoms and the opportunities this country offers. Our family's experience is unique, but it is also familiar because it is one that has been repeated many times by many people in American history. Growing up in a small rural community in the South, our family was different. We were not white enough to be white. We were not black enough to be black. My father wore a turban. My mother wore a sari. Our new neighbors didn't quite know what to make of us. So we did face challenges. But those challenges paled next to the abundance of opportunities in front of us. My dad was a professor at a small historically black college. My mom was a social studies teacher and started a clothing store from scratch. I started doing the books for the family business when I was 13. It wasn't until I got to college that I realized that wasn't normal. But it was normal to me. In my family, we worked. I was also privileged to take advantage of the educational opportunities that America affords. And I am painfully aware that the chance for 13-year-old girls to read and learn and grow is something that does not exist in too many places around the world today.